controlled opposition, the best that the conservatives and Christians have to offer is the very reason that America is in trouble today. George Orwell rightly said, political language is designed to make lies sound truthful. Being in ministry and traveling as much as we do, we have the opportunity to see and meet a lot of people, and in the process, we notice what it is that people feed upon. And let me tell you, this explains why this country is in the condition that it is in today. When you are on an airplane, a bus, or a train, you see what people are feeding upon. They are feeding upon gossip magazines, or maybe they are playing poker on their phones, or perhaps viewing a filthy movie on the back of one of those airplane seats. You can rest assured that a majority of them who are feeding on this garbage are them that are continually complaining about what's wrong with their country rather than standing up and fighting for the country that they say that they love. And of course, everyone that we see or meet across the country is surely involved with politics in one way or another, for after all, we all live politics. But I have to ask you, who is it that you live unto? The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 6:14-18, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Many in America today justify their standing as Christian conservative patriots by holding to secularists such as Mark Levin, Laura Ingraham, Glenn Beck, Ann Coulter, Rush Limbaugh, Ben Shapiro, so on and so forth. This may explain why we as a country are in so much trouble today. It's not because of these talking heads, you know, the best that the Christian conservatives have to offer, so much as it is the American people that have forsaken the Word of God and the United States Constitution. President Andrew Jackson, the 7th president, said, "The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests." These conservative talking heads, you know, yesterday's liberals, do not make reference to biblical and constitutional laws exposing the criminals in politics to bring about the much-needed resolve through justice. As a matter of fact, it is these talking head conservatives, spin doctors, that are the very ones fueling the narratives that secure the establishment of which Americans claim that they're sick and tired of. Furthermore, they individually define out as to being the very controlled opposition, keeping the conservatives in order, that is needed to keep pushing the agenda forward, for they are no threat to the establishment that they make claim to be exposing. Let us start out with dazed and confused Ben Shapiro, who not only denies the Christ, but believed that Jesus was a Jew who led up a revolt against the Romans and got killed just like a lot of Jews who were crucified for the same thing, said Ben.
No. We don't even believe he's a prophet.
What do you think he was? What do you guys think?
What do I think he was historically? I think he was a Jew who tried to lead a revolt against the Romans and got killed for his trouble, just like a lot of other Jews at that time who were crucified for trying to lead revolts against the Romans and got killed for their trouble.
Well, Ben, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Apparently, Ben knows more than the very God that he declares to believe in outside of the Savior that was and is sent on his behalf. Oh, how it stands true when Jesus said that he came unto his own and his own received him not. Hey, Ben, wisdom will not long hold a seat in the head of that man who has yielded up his heart to folly. What about Glenn Beck? In his confusion, he goes on the air with this panel of handpicked guests that are calling out radical Muslim Ilhan Omar's subversive crimes, who, without a doubt...
Here we go. Lower the law and you dim the light by which man perceives his guilt.
This is a very serious loss to the sinner rather than a gain, for it lessens the likelihood of his conviction and conversion. I say that you have deprived the gospel of its ablest auxiliary, its most powerful weapon, when you have set aside the law of God. You have taken away from it the schoolmaster that is to bring men to Christ. They will never accept grace till they tremble before a just and a holy law. Therefore, the law serves as a most necessary purpose and must not be removed from its place. The law cuts into the core of evil, it reveals the seat of malady, and informs us that the leprosy lies deep within. They must be slain by the law before they can be made alive by the gospel. The Prince of Preacher, Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Let me put this into terms that everybody can understand. If you're sick and tired of man's 10,000 commandments, then get back to God's 10 in Christ Jesus.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. You want to call in at any time, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Folks, what's going on here, man? I mean, what's going on, ladies? All of these said conservatives that I told you about 20 years ago, 25 years ago, every single one of them have been exposed for exactly who they are. And it's interesting what I have up on social media platforms right now, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com is former congresswoman, somehow or another, making all the rounds. And all those outlets are just ready to pick her up to keep the people divided on what's going on. But in this particular case, I buy some of it. And I want to tell you why I buy some of it. Because Trump threw her under the bus and she doesn't like it. So what is she doing? Well, she's retaliating. And rightfully so, right? So this Trump supporter, now more than anybody else, is out there telling the people the truth about Donald Trump. Now, I'm just going to ask you one question. For all of those that just thought, well, Bradley, do you not have anything better to do with your life than to expose this guy? And we believe that you just think you're exposing him because you just don't like him. No, I don't like being lied to, and I'm a radio show host as well. So in the process of doing that, I would revert back to the fact that I don't like you being lied to neither. You know, as they say, you know, lie to me once, shame on you. Lie to me twice, shame on me. But when it happens 1,000 times over and you still go along with it, at that point, you're forsaking mercy is what you're doing because you're observing lying vanities, Jonah 2:6. So, in other words, you deserve exactly what you get. But I don't want to get off track here. I want to stick to the fact that Congresswoman, former Congresswoman, Marjorie Taylor Greene, who was playing the same game the politicians were, saying one thing and doing the opposite in many cases, well, she was thrown under the bus. Now, what is she doing? She's the one out there telling you about how the whole conservative movement is a bunch of nonsense. She's exposing it for what Bradley's been exposing for 20 to 25 years now. Matthew 5:13, as to how they're yesterday's liberals, today's conservatives are, and how they're good for nothing but to be trodden under the foot of men. I mean, what is it that they need, or what is it that needs to be exposed for the American people to finally understand that they are controlled opposition? That means they're paid media influencers. I mean, how many people went along with the great American, Sean Hannity? Nobody ever asked the question, how come nobody's making reference to the Constitution and condemning the crimes? No. Nobody, in fact, concerning Fox News, nobody has incited division more than them. And what am I talking about? Well, they bring up a Republican panel and then a Democratic panel, right? You guys all know the game, right? And for some reason or another, people thought that was constitutional, not understanding that it is that political language that's been created to make lies sound truthful. And it's set up to divide. And Jesus told us himself, all of you said believers, he told us, Jesus did, and I believe him, because that's what a believer is. It's a verb. You act upon what you believe. Jesus said, a house divided against itself will not stand. And who has promoted that more than the conservatives of the day, by continuously reciting back and forth to Republicans to Democrats? Nobody. Nobody at all. Remember when Sean Hannity came out and he took a man by the name of Bruce Jenner and put him up on his show for 1 hour? And because Bruce wants you to believe that he's a woman, Sean Hannity did what? He referenced Bruce Jenner as Caitlyn Jenner the entire hour. Why? Because Caitlyn Jenner, the man dressed as a woman, wanted you to believe that he could be the governor of the state of California and right all the wrongs. Well, in fact, if you just do your best to ignore him, friends, concerning what it is that he's trying to get you to believe that he is, he's the most confused person in the room, and he's the one that's wrong, that's in the midst of the room, trying to sell to you that he's going to right the wrongs. And there is Sean Hannity making reference to Bruce's Caitlyn. Do you see what I'm talking about? Do you see what I'm trying to tell you, friends, that the conservatives of the day are now coming out and starting to tell on each other? Why? Because it's only going to go for so long before the Lord says enough of their games. It's not that he's ever been a part of the game. He's always been exposing it, but he sends forth people that are willing to say what needs to be said. And for some reason or another, in America only, it takes 10 to 20 years before they finally catch up. Now, I'm just going back just a little bit, and I'm going fast forward from the last 20 to 25 years, going fast forward, asking myself the question, boy, Lord, were we, and I speak as a man, oh my goodness, Lord, did you have us on track? Because now we again have former congressmen coming out and saying Fox News is fake news, brainwashing boomers to support what we voted against. So who are the propagandists? And then the question is, because she's highlighting Fox News as a propaganda outlet, what's the difference between that and MSNBC? What's the difference between that and ABC? What's the difference between Fox News and MSNBC? What's the difference between Fox News and PBS? Absolutely nothing, because they're all owned and operated by the same people that are controlling your politicians. And Americans haven't figured that out yet. And that's why they're confused. So in saying that, I want to hit this today more than anything, because what I did is I named the show and the people are confused. Read Daniel 7. You know why we're confused, people? Because we have forgotten the Lord. And in the process of forgetting the Lord, we are going to be a confused people. Remember, the Lord is not a God of confusion. Not in any sense of the word. That's not just in the Old Testament. That's also in the New Testament, which is a fulfilling of the Old Testament. The people are confused because they don't listen. You know, it's like Pontius Pilate asking the question to Jesus himself, what is the truth? And yet there's so many people that claim to be truth bearers, yet they have no idea what the truth is in any sense of the word. So it's not just Marjorie Taylor Greene, folks. I just had another individual just a couple days ago call me up from the Midwest. He's a pretty well-known speaker here. He's excellent at what he does. He called me up and he said, Bradley, he goes, I got to tell you something. I said, what's that? He said, what you've been saying about Trump is exactly right. I said, yeah, but we knew that back in 2016 and nobody wanted to listen. See, the people wanted to go ahead and create an idol that looks just like them, one that they like, one that they approve of. And why do they approve of him? Because he's just like them. See, and the thing is, the Lord interjects and intercedes on our behalf concerning those that are truth bearers, and he doesn't allow it to falter. He will bring it back to the standard of his son, Jesus Christ, without fail, when we're faithful to his word and to his son, Jesus Christ. Acts 17:31. We're going to take a quick break and we're going to hit this thing off, friends. Why are the people confused? They don't need to be. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello, my name is Ron Bransner with the American Policy Center, and we are on the front lines combating that global movement of the Green New Deal scam. Our partnerships with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio have elevated our message with a secure relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. So please join us in our efforts and listen to the Sons of Liberty Radio and Bradley Dean. Our message is your future. Thank you.
BBSradio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Now, concerning the Second Amendment, to ban guns because criminals use them is to tell the law-abiding that their rights and liberties depend not on their own conduct, but on the conduct of the guilty and the lawless. Lysander Spooner. Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Cooper, United States Marine Corps, rightly stated, "If violent crime is to be curbed, it is only the intended victim who can do it. The felon does not fear the police, and he fears neither judge nor jury. Therefore, what he must be taught is to fear his victim." We must not only assert the truth, we must attack the evil and the false. Martin Lloyd Jones. Was not Leonardo da Vinci correct when he said, "Not to punish evil is equivalent to authorizing it"? Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You guys been quiet for the last 2 days. That's okay. Just show everybody how not to do it. That's how you do it. Just remain silent. Add strength to your tyrants. Keep adding strength to them, your tolerance and your apathy. You're doing a fantastic job, America. You really are. Hey, folks, you know what? You look at none other than that lone prophet, Elijah, up on top of Mount Carmel in 1 Kings 18. And isn't it interesting? He was the only one standing there all by himself. And you had Ahab and you had Jezebel. And in the process of that, it was the Lord's call to meet Ahab and Jezebel on top of the hill. And what he did is he brought all the false prophets. There was 850 of them. And it got to the point where that lone prophet was standing up there all by himself, mocking the false prophets, calling them names, talking about the false gods that they served. And in the process, I got to tell you, it gets to the point where when you do this job concerning what it is that I'm doing, you have to go there, friends. You have to let stuff slide down your back. Because you see over and over and over again what it is that the people are willing to put up with, the very things that are destroying them. And it gets to the point where you have to recognize that you can't do all of this by yourself. You can only plow your row. So the only thing you can do is lead the way, and that's exactly what we've been doing. And people don't want to bring forth the answers in this country. And if you talk to any national speaker that's serious about actually turning the tide of this country under God, they're going to tell you the first thing. Jesus came unto his own, and his own received him not. As a matter of fact, who was it that delivered up Jesus to Pontius Pilate to be crucified? His own people in his own nation. Why? Because they didn't want to lose their place or their nation. And what they didn't realize is they were losing all of it. And as a matter of fact, they never had it to keep in the first place. It was never theirs to hold on to, never theirs to keep. But they thought that they were going to live for eternity until they met the Lord on Judgment Day, only to find out the truth of the matter. So anyways, let's go back and just kind of cover what we're going to be covering here, because I've got a couple thoughts here. First of all, Corinthians 14, 33, 1 Corinthians 14:33, it says, "For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace in Christ," John 16:33, "as in all the churches of" what? Not everybody that claims to be his, but those that are saints, sanctified in the truth, okay? That's who the promises of the Lord are given unto. So what I want to do is I want to go over here, and I just kind of want to start this off because I'm kind of laughing at the American people. Again, nobody's more censored than we are. You know, Alex Jones can sit there and try to convince everybody that he's being completely censored. That's all nonsense. Remember when he was deplatformed, when in fact all the other networks started to pick him up at the same time simultaneously? He wasn't being demoted, friends. He was being promoted. Just ask him. Just ask the CIA agent. I didn't say that. He said that. I played the video for you, right? But isn't it interesting how he keeps flopping back and forth? All of these Trump supporters, they're flopping back and forth and forth and back and back and forth. But it all comes back to what you've been hearing from this pulpit for what? How many years? 20, 25 years now? It's all coming back to what we originally told you. And do you know how much nonsense we had to endure from people such as an Alex Jones and others? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, let me stop this before I play this video for you. Just got a phone call recently as well, not only from the Midwest, but another guy probably about 2.5 weeks prior to that. He called me up and he said to me, he goes, "Bradley," and I'm not looking for it. I'm just glad to see people are getting more light that they can walk in it. I truly am. 1 John 1:7. And he said to me, he goes, "Bradley," and he wasn't saying it unabashedly like he was trying to be self-righteous in any sense of the word, but he just said, "Bradley," goes, "it's, you're proving to be true concerning what you said." And I said, "I know." I said, "I don't understand how people can't see that." So I'm just reverting back to what people are now coming back to me and saying, because I see it all the time. It's stuff that we say here concerning holding to the word of God. We'll throw it out there to the people. They'll laugh at it. They'll mock. They'll go out and live their own selfish lives. And then when they get scared, guess who they come back to? Guess who they come back to, friends? Without fail, they come back to the ministry and they say, "You were right." And it's like, "No, you're not right, Bradley." I'll be the first one to say, "It's not me that's right, but it's the written word of God that is right." Okay, he tells us the beginning and the end and everything in between. So if we want to gauge where we're at, like for example, if you walk into a mall and you want to see you are here in that mall map, that's all you have to do is read the Word of God. Be thorough about it, letting the Holy Ghost quicken you, and he'll show you exactly where we're at. America's in trouble. And again, as I've said so many times before, nobody's procured it unto themselves more than the American people. And I want to say this because this is what I'm highlighting. It's because of who the people put up. It's who they listen to over and over again. I want you to listen to the big strong man. That was just, what was this, just a month and a half ago. Alex Jones takes his shirt off, has the sexual predator on the show with him from England. And he's riding Alex Jones's back naked. Do you guys all remember this? Yeah, I do too. And it was interesting. They were both on each other's bodies. One was riding the back of Alex Jones, and he had his shirt off. And then the other one simultaneously had his shirt off as well. And so in the process of doing that, I'll dig up that information, hopefully, before the end of this segment. I'll do my best. I'm going to play this video. Here's Alex Jones talking out both sides of his mouth. Listen carefully.
This is mine. And the vast majority, all the polls show it. Conservative pollsters that are trusted and don't want to lie about Trump, Mark Mitchell and others, he is at 33 points. He was at 56 just 6-7 months ago. He's lost 80% of the independents that voted for him in polls. He's lost half of under 45 males. This is a bloodbath politically. Trump has lost his mind. Absolutely, folks. We have to admit this. To somehow have an intervention.
I don't think it's so much
on course. Trump has lost his mind.
Yeah, I don't think it's so much that Trump has lost his mind. It's those paid influencers like Alex Jones that have lost their mind. And the truth of the matter is, it's not even that they lost their minds, friends. It's time to change the narrative. And what they're doing is they're flip-flopping like a bunch of fish right now. And 1 minute they love him, and then the next minute they don't. How could you do that? I mean, how could you do that without blushing in front of the people when you're wrong that much of the time? I mean, 1 minute we're supposed to stand behind him, and the next minute we're supposed to stand against him. And now it's also interesting to notice Alex Jones. I wonder where this came from. Where do you think this came from, friends? Now he's calling for the impeachment, the articles of impeachment. They're trying to make reference to the 25th Amendment. He even had a guest on the show just yesterday talking about how they need to get rid of this madman, Donald Trump. Wait a second. Who helped him in office? Who was his biggest hero? I know on the inside, friends, people that were friends with this, whatever you want to call him, and that's, folks, he's a hypocrite, and he's a confused individual. He says one thing, he does the opposite. He's there to confuse the people. And how can it be otherwise if he himself is confused? I'm just asking the question because I'm sincere when I ask the question, what is it that people, honestly, this is what radio's about. What is it that you don't understand? Confusion is not of the Lord. And if it's not of the Lord, then who is it of, friends? It's man. It's the forsaking of the Lord, is it not? Yes. Because again, if we put a straight line next to a crooked one, the straight line's going to show the deviation of the crooked one. It doesn't get any more simple than that, friends. It really doesn't. And I'm saying that again, because when you judge a man by his fruit, it is not difficult to see all of this fruit that's hanging on Donald Trump's branches right now, this wicked fruit. It's always been there. They were just unwilling to see it. And that's exactly what's going on. I was just telling you something, going back to people I know that know Alex Jones. After he met Donald Trump, he never talked to these people again. So he's a little man. He can't handle much in any sense of the word. And that's really the truth of the matter. What was I talking about earlier, and who was I talking about? I was talking about Russell Brandt. If you're online right now, social media platforms, you can see a picture of Russell, who's a sexual pervert. He's been charged multiple times for sexual assault. And interestingly enough, he's without his clothes, his pants, and or his shirt, and he's on the back of Alex Jones. And somehow, I guess that's acceptable behavior. That's what's insane about all of this. Someone want to question me about that. And the truth of the matter is, I'll go ahead and show you what you don't want to see.
Comedian Russell Brandt is facing two further charges this evening, one of rape and one of sexual assault. The charges relate to alleged offenses against two women in 2009 and are separate to the charges to which Brandt pleaded not guilty in April. Let's bring in our correspondent.
Okay,
Oliver.
So we have three charges on Russell Brandt. The Christian dropping F-bombs. Alex Jones has him on the show. They're both taking their clothes off. You don't believe that one either. Here, I'll show you this. Here's Alex Jones and here's Russell Brandt, both taking their clothes off.
And
the guy on the left, the one that was just charged with three assault charges on women, he's been addressed with more than just that. But notice he's there preaching Jesus, okay? This is what the people put up with, and this is why they're confused. But again, I want you to see that Russell Brandt's out at TPUSA preaching Jesus Christ. That's when he's not acting like a homosexual with Alex Jones. That's just the truth. Do you like it? I don't care if you like it or not. Something wrong with people, man.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think. And the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Relief doesn't help if it takes forever. American Financing is helping homeowners.
Struggling to awaken woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall in prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hey folks, this is State Representative Ben Davis. We're in a battle for the soul of our nation, and here in Minnesota, we're taking a stand. From the airwaves to the state capitol, we're fighting to defend our God-given liberties and restore biblical constitutional principles. Join Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty radio broadcast Monday through Saturday at 2 p.m. Central as he exposes the truth, calls out tyranny, and rallies patriots to action. Visit sonsoflibertyradio.com to listen now.
President Theodore Roosevelt said to announce that there must be no criticism of the president or that we are to stand by the president, right or wrong, is not only unpatriotic and servile, but it is morally treasonable to the American public. Nothing but the truth should be spoken about him or anyone else. But it is even more important to tell the truth, pleasant or unpleasant, about him than about anyone else. How right J.C. Ryle was. A true Christian is one who is not only peace of conscience, but war within. He may be known by his warfare as well as by his peace. Martin Luther couldn't have made the gospel any clearer when he said, "Lord Jesus, you are my righteousness. I am your sin. You took on you what was mine, yet set on me what was yours. You became what you are not, that I might become what I was not."
BBSRadio.com.
Okay, why are people confused? Who are you listening to? So you just seen me play some video during the end of last segment and during the break of none other than Alex Jones caring about his good buddy, Russell Brand, who was just sexually charged. Three accounts that we know of. And you better rest assured there's a lot more of them than that. And during the break, I was highlighting the video of none other than Russell and Alex Jones taking their clothes off. And Alex looks like Varen Van Varsky from Minnesota, a wrestler from the 1970s, a big boar. And then he has the sexual deviant to the left of him with his clothes off. But look at the desk, friends. He's got a Bible there. And I'm highlighting that for the purpose that this is why people are confused, is because they don't listen. Now, if I go over here, I want you to see this. This is actually the sexual deviant who's been charged several times.
Can Christ resolve the complexity of the issues in the Middle East?
Preaching at TPUSA, who was imploding.
Is it possible just to like love Jesus Christ?
Just like I told you it was imploding. This is why it's imploding, because the Lord will not overlook his justice to appease men. And he is not going to be mocked. Galatians 6, 7. 8 and 9.
Believe
but this is what happens.
Right,
this is what man
land,
does.
But to be deeply concerned about events
if,
in Gaza.
If people understood
and
read
power...
their Bible, they would be absolutely offended the same way that I am by having this creep up on the stage telling other people how they're supposed to live their lives. But yet over in England, he's being charged for assault. I'm not making this up. And this is nothing new. And by the way, under Charlie Kirk, it was in many ways, you better understand that he was actually promoting this nonsense in a lot of ways. He gave $5 million to none other than Scott Pressler. Who's Scott Pressler? The man that walks around with long hair acting like a girl. He's a sodomite. There's pictures of him and his boyfriend taking pictures with Donald Trump in the Oval Office. And if you want to cross-check me, please do. Go to Breitbart. $5 million from TPUSA. How many youth organizations in America that receive less than 0.5% of 1% of all financing can actually afford to give $5 million to a homosexual that wants to run for office in Wisconsin, like TPUSA? And yet, when you call them out, friends, what do? People turn and they try to shoot the messenger. Just like what I'm talking about with Alex Jones, Russell Brandt, TPUSA. Oh, and I'm not done. I'm not done. This is why people are confused. Greg Lauren's also another one that's a regular speaker at TPUSA. This is why they have no credibility. This is why they're imploding. They've been found out, friends, by the mercy of God. How are you responding to the truth that he's uncovered? Luke 12:2. But here it is. More lawsuits filed against Greg Laurie and Harvest Christian Fellowship for abuse in Romanian orphanages. Boy, isn't that crazy. And guess who Erica Kirk's all connected with, friends? Guess what's all, folks, little by little, incrementally, the truth has been coming out, how they're all inner workings are all interconnected. Isaiah 28, verse 18. And who are the ones that are bringing the lawsuits? The kids that were violated by these individuals at these orphanages over in Romania. Guess who was heading some of these orphanages up, friends? None other than, guess who? You got it. Oh, I'm not done. I'm just starting to go here, friends. I really am, because it's like, you know, this is one of those things where I'm sick and tired of people just walking by what's going on here and acting like, they're confused because of guys like me telling them the truth of the matter. Hey, the corrupt fruit's not on my branches, people. It's on the branches of those that you continuously listen to. Those are the ones that are propped up, that tell you who they are. You know them by their fruit, Matthew 7, 16, and 20, but yet you keep listening to them. That's why you're confused. That's why you're confused. I remember one time I was preaching in Wisconsin, and we were talking about controlled opposition, and someone said, "Hey, Rush Limbaugh." I said, "There's nobody greater than Rush Limbaugh, making $20 million a year. He has controlled opposition from start to finish. He took his orders and he obeyed." Absolutely, friends. He was controlled opposition. Then before I knew it, his brother wouldn't even respond to me anymore. I guess the truth, hey folks, if the truth kills him, let it kill him. And that's the truth of the matter, because I'm tired of the lies. It's time to lay the axe to the root of the tree. Here, I got another one for you. You guys all know this guy, Dan Bilzerian. He's the former Navy SEAL. Total Trump supporter. Why all of a sudden, friends, is everybody flipping on Trump right now? It's not them flipping on Trump. It's them finally seeing the truth of the matter. See, they would have seen it a long time ago had people understood the severity and the danger and illegalities of the censorship by those that they're tolerating this country by censoring and throttling guys like me. They would have knew a long time ago. But since people don't take that serious, just think, friends, if it took them 5 years to catch up to the truth because it finally got to them in some cases, just think how much more they mean to take the lead on every facet of your life by your tolerance and you tolerating them and their illegalities concerning freedom of speech, and they're violating it. Here's another one for you. Let's go back over to Dan. Check this one out. Apparently, Dan is just, I don't know, maybe he's just a traitor, or is it that he's finally seen it for what it is? I would go with the latter.
Did here and decided to run.
I just don't feel like anybody in government is doing what is in the best interest of Americans, and I feel like they are doing what is in the best interest of themselves, and you see that with Trump. I feel like every decision that Trump makes is based on what is best for him and his ego.
So you were somewhat vocally a supporter of President Trump in the past. When did that change?
Well, I think when he lied about every single thing that he said that he was running for, right? Like, this is
lied about everything that he said he was running for. Does that go back by chance, friends, to what we've been trying to painstakingly share with our listeners and viewers? That what he says, the opposite is true? Isaiah 5:20? Isn't that the conclusion that everybody seems to be coming across the boards? Isn't that the conclusion that they're all coming up with? It is. It is.
First, it's been Israel first, and he just has broken promise after promise, and that to me is really the crux of the issue. Like, my friend group, if you lie one time, your word is gone. It's shot. Nobody trusts you. And I've watched Trump lie to us over and over and over again. I mean, what did this idiot tell us? He said that we had already won the war. He told us that we had complete air superiority, that that we could just fly anywhere we wanted. What did they do? They shot three of our planes down. Everything about this war has been a complete failure. And then he completely capitulated and accepted every single one of Iran's terms. I mean, he is going to allow them to have full control of the Strait of Hormuz. Not that he had a choice, but he's lifting all sanctions. We're paying them reparations. He's lifting all sanctions from anybody that was supporting Iran. We have to remove all troops from the area. And, I mean, if you look at the 10 points, it's everything that Iran wanted.
Well, yeah, I mean, all that is being negotiated still. But
you're allowed to enrich uranium, and they don't have to allow nuclear inspections now. So what did we accomplish?
I will say, I think it's hard to argue with a single point you just made. I think a lot of people,
and these
frankly,
are
myself included, agree with you on that. There's another element to this, which is Israel, and you mentioned Israel.
Folks, you have to understand what, and that's the point I want to make, but I do want you to understand now they're going to start to divert over to Israel, because you need to understand the outlets are controlled by Zionists. So they have to do their best to defend the Zionists and who they work for, because they're too ignorant to make distinction between a Jew and one that pretends to be a Jew, like the Bible warns us of in Revelation 3:9. So we're not going to go down that road right now. But what Dan said there, just like these two heathen here on TMZ, there's nothing I can disagree with. Well, okay, that's the point that I want to make. I got Kelly calling in from North Carolina. Kelly, I got about 3 minutes. It's all yours.
Okay, as far as Alex Jones, we went for about 212. You know, that whole, oh, they're after me, I'm going to shut down. And then it's all fine. And then we did one more swell, and we're like, yeah, we see the shill.
Yep.
And as far as everything going on with Lebanon, I can share a real sad story. I knew a guy who was from Lebanon, and their youth mature to as men when they get to go get the body bags and go out and pick out the bodies. That's sad. Let's hope that doesn't become our country.
Well, it's going to sooner or later, because one of the things that we're not going to get away from, Kelly, is the fact that we have shed innocent blood. Americans have been accomplices to it, to the equivalence of 80 million. And if you look at 2 Kings 24, verse 4, the Bible says, but for the innocent blood, he justified Josiah in all that he did because he did the right thing. But he said, but for this one thing, I will not pardon you.
And so many of us accept lies and we don't look deeper.
Yep. Well, we're going to have to sooner or later, and I think that's the bottom line, because regardless if we want to see it or not, we're going to see it. It reminds me of a lady out in Minneapolis one day talking about we were out street preaching, and we were preaching Christ and his word, pure, unadulterated gospel. And the lady said, "That's not my Jesus." And I said, "Of course it's not your Jesus." I said, "The Jesus that you serve is the one that you created. It's a figment of your imagination. It's a violation of the Second Amendment." And then she says, "Well, I don't believe that." And I said to her, "Well, outside of the fact that you don't want to look at the fruit, which you're responsible for, the older generation and the younger generation," Luke 7:35, I told her, I said, "You don't have to believe in buses neither, but what's going to happen if you stand in front of one? You can deny it all that you want to, but that bus is coming, and so is Judgment Day. And Americans are going to reap what they have sown and what it is that they've been accomplices to while allowing others to commit the crime without intervening through Good Samaritan laws called love, which is the fulfilling of the law," Matthew 22:37. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back. And you want to call in, now's the time to do it. 281-845-4704. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSRadio.com.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic, without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
In a world filled with compromise and those who cower from speaking the truth, listening to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty is a breath of fresh air in a day and age when you are searching for someone to just tell it like it is. If you are ready to hear the unadulterated truth from the Word of God that will feed your soul, open your eyes, give you understanding, and turn your heart to the Father, if you are ready to take a stand and realize your duty before God and man to preserve the freedom so graciously bestowed upon us by God Almighty and our founding forefathers, if you're ready to set aside the counterfeit and embrace the real, then join us weekdays from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. for an encounter that will enlighten your understanding and point you directly to Jesus Christ, the everlasting light.
You know, I had a guy just yesterday. I was highlighting some of the stuff that I was on social media platforms, and he says, your source. I said, the fruit hanging on the branch. I thought you didn't believe the media. It's just like, folks, this is my message, right? It just keep chipping away at it, and keep chipping away at it. Keep pounding on that drum until people start to sing back. And that's really what I'm doing here. Folks, this is, what's your source? You sit there and complain about lying politicians all day long, but the one that you like, he's telling you the truth. And the mainstream media that you say you don't believe is now telling you the truth. The devil decided to tell you the truth today. What's my source? No. Folks, it happens all the time. People love to shoot the messenger. But you know what I'm telling you is true. You know, everybody knows in conscience something's seriously off. And I'm here to tell you, this is why you're confused. It's because of who you're listening to. It's because of who you're following. It's because when people sit back and try to justify corruption in the face of the Word of God, you're asking for trouble. And in many cases, that's exactly what's going on here. A lot of these said conservatives that have been misleading you to follow Trump are now telling you to go the other direction. And this is the truth of the matter. I mean, it's like Marjorie Taylor Greene just saying that all of you Qers, you Q-ing nonsensers that are being completely led to a ditch, Matthew 15:14. You deserve exactly what you get. But Marjorie came out and said Donald Trump and his administration are laughing at you. Just think about that. Hey, supporters of Donald Trump, he's behind closed doors laughing at you. Laughing at you. Just like yesterday when I played the video of him on the bus, talking, folks, talking in such a way that I didn't even hear anybody talk that way in the rock and roll world in all of my years of being in that lifestyle. Trump outdid him. And then he said, I can do whatever I want to these women, talking about their genitalia, talking about their breasts. Then he gets out and he meets the girl that he was talking about. And he said, I can do whatever I want to do because I'm a star. I can get away with it. This was before he became the said president. And then what does he do? He gets out of the bus. Then he says his wife's name. He was caught on a hot mic, right? And then what does he do? Goes into a local church and starts telling people about how he's a Christian. Why are you confused? That's a lack of Christianity. And nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ himself did. And everybody knows it. Well, I should say the people that have taken the time, even those that haven't, you still know in yourself that the man lies to you all the time. You know what he says and what he does are two different stories. You're not going to get away from that. And the only reason, again, that you try to justify that is because you like him. Well, now, what's going on here? Going back to Trump. The Christian Post, which I believe is another controlled outlet. Don't believe that it's a Christian outlet, friends, because it's not. But the Christian Post reported, not a Christian, 5 responses to Trump's praise of Allah on Easter Sunday. Now, isn't it interesting that we have, I guess, you know, again, we go out there, we fight Israel, modern day Israel, Rothschild's war for Mylakowski. Again, as you know, his name isn't Netanyahu, and he's not from that area, that region. He's from Poland, and he's an international war criminal. And we all know this, right? We can act like we don't know it, but we see the fruit of that all over him and this genocide concerning what they're doing in Palestine. It's not Israel, it's Palestine. And what's interesting about it is they send our soldiers over there, right, to go fight another one of their wars. And we have all the quotes that we need from these Zionists to say that's exactly what they do and that we owe them something. And believe it or not, folks, they go over there, they attack Iran, right? And nobody was paying attention to the fact except us over here trying to warn the American people what's going on. Well, they're attacking Iran. You better understand the same government that's attacking Iran is the same said representatives, corruption to that stinks to high heaven, that have illegally allured Iranians into America that hate our guts. And also knowing that we have 35 jihadi camps in America. And what is Trump doing? He's taunting them. He's mocking them. What do you think that's about, friends? Why do you think he's mocking them? Do you think that they're trying to incite domestic insurrection? Do you think they're trying to incite civil war? Oh, yeah. I've been telling you that for 25 years. And again, let me say it one more time because it's coming, folks. Don't forget about China and Russia because it is coming. Okay? God is not mocked. God is in control. He's sovereign of all things at all times. The bad guy's not in control no more than the said good guys are. The difference is one's justified and one's not. But why is Trump mocking the Muslims? How come he hasn't brought justice on all those that he's complained about in the United States of America? Well, someone can say, and I can hear him say, Bradley, yeah, that's just hearsay. Okay, great. Okay, let me go over to this then. U.S. funding of Islamist charity groups triples under Donald Trump. Wow. So Donnie's out there talking about putting up borders and protecting the American people, but the only outlet to actually tell the American people the truth concerning what Donald was doing, which was just the exact opposite, what was he doing? He was actually fueling those that mean to come into America, to invade America, to conquer America. Donald Trump was and is. And now he's taunting them. It's almost like he's daring them to do something. Hey, folks, this idolatry, like Ann Coulter, you know, the old skinny, wretched drunk I seen at the 2012 RNC, just an absolute pathetic drunk. That's what she reminded me of. She writes a book in Trump We Trust. And I knew when I started seeing stuff like this, I knew it was just a matter of time. Comparing Donald Trump to Cyrus, he loves it, folks. He's a narcissist. Folks, he's got one foot on a banana peel, sliding right into hell, and he's got one foot still in this life. And he keeps going on with his bad self, right? He does. Here's another one for you. See, this mockery, the Lord's not going to put up with it. Read Acts 12:22, but read the rest of the story. The Lord would have none of it because he took the glory away from the Lord. And the Lord said, nope, he sent an angel and struck him dead. President Donald J. Trump, the Son of Man, the Christ. I'm not making it up. It's all a mockery, and he loves it. He loves it. Unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, with a picture of Donald Trump. And then making reference Romans 8:17, putting Donald Trump in the place of Christ. Lord's not going to put up with it, people. What you put up with, he ain't. Just so you know. You go over to Isaiah 14, verse 12. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, Satan? Son of the morning, how art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. What'd the Lord say? You shall be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. Playing a very dangerous game, people. Well, some will say that's the Old Testament. Yep. And again, bringing about the confirmation in the New Testament of the Old Testament, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come unless there come a falling away first, and the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Am I saying that he is the son of perdition? No, I am saying that he's acting just like one of them, though. That's what I am telling you. I'm not going to start getting into all that speculative talk that you hear from the hippies in the pulpits talking about being raptured from responsibility, which isn't going to happen. John 17:15, Matthew 24:36. I'm not going to sit there and contradict myself at every given turn by trying to put words into play and to make it come out or to bring about a resolve the way that I'm going to say it's going to come about. No, only the Lord knows that. Man does not. But if you go to Daniel 8:25, it's interesting because we look at the characteristics of a Donald Trump. Donald, I want to tell you, all of you in your administration and all of you that support this, whatever you want to call it, this abomination, you better understand the Lord will not tolerate it, and he's not. And he's bearing witness to that fact even now and on a daily basis. And through his policy also he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand, and he shall magnify himself in his heart, and by peace shall destroy many. It's a false peace. He shall also stand up against the prince of princes, but he shall be broken without hand. So just by looking at what I'm reading here, I can say it so you can all understand it. He who spits against heaven in the word of God, you shall surely fall on your own back. And those that side with those that do such things, abominable acts, you can rest assured you're a part of the lot where the Lord will also bear witness to you. Read Deuteronomy 7:10. People, you want to sit there and you want to play games with what it is that you think you have in this country? I'm here to tell you the Lord is not a part of it. He will expose it and he will judge it. And it's exactly what he's doing right now. And he's going to continuously do it. Lord's not going to have this mockery, friends, and you should be offended by what you see, to say the least, and call it out for what it is. Enough is enough. Love you about what we do. See ya.